With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled Smithereens. If you had a major setback lately, like I did yesterday, then today's podcast is just what you need. I made it to pick myself up, and I hope it will help pick you up too. The Torah says that the inclination of a person's heart is evil from his or her youth. That's in Genesis chapter 8, verse 21. Some people think that they need not take responsibility for themselves, and they say, okay, that's the way Hashem created me. If anyone doesn't like it, tough luck. King David took total responsibility for himself, and that's why in Psalm 51 he says, create me a clean heart, Hashem, and don't cast me away from your presence. Well, Hashem is happy to answer such a prayer, and Hashem does what he needs to do to purify our hearts and to bring us closer to him. So how does Hashem do that? How does Hashem purify our heart? We learned in our Emunah Hour lessons that the evil inclination is lodged solidly in the left side of the heart. Now suppose a person thinks that he or she is already on the level of a big tzaddik, but in truth, they're far away from fulfilling their spiritual potential because they haven't yet dislodged the evil inclination from the left side of their heart. And that way, they tend to become smug, and two things happen. First, they stop making a concerted effort to better their character because they already think that they're on a high level. And second, they think that they're so righteous that they look down at other people, and they might be careless about the way they talk and act toward others, especially to a husband or wife, to a parent, or to siblings. Hashem doesn't want any of us to be smug, so he takes action. Something or someone comes on the scene to insult us or criticize us or drag us into a really dumb argument. Hashem temporarily takes away our brains, so we react as if we never learned a word of Torah or Musar, and we never learned any ethics in our lives. In essence, Hashem is taking our heart, which we thought was an elegantly illuminated crystal chandelier, and he throws it on the floor where it shatters into a billion smithereens. That's the type of broken heart that purifies arrogance and smugness and brings us to humility and to tshuva. Hashem did that to King David, and if you open up the Gemara to Tractate Tani, page 20a, you'll see that Hashem knocked down Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, too, and made him crawl on his hands and knees for insulting a person. Well, Hashem knocks us down from time to time, but he does it not because he wants to punish us, but as a catalyst for more spiritual growth. Hashem does that because he loves us and he wants to lift us higher and higher, and that's why the Kotzker Rebbe said that there's nothing more whole than a broken heart. So may Hashem help us all to make a new and better beginning. Amen. God bless.